With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Texas, being overwhelmed by record waves of illegal aliens, is being taken to court by the Department of Justice. At issue, a new state law authorizing police to arrest people who broke the law by crossing into the U.S.
The lawsuit accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under the Texas law, migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. The lawsuit asks a court in Austin to declare the Texas law unconstitutional, alleging that it would frustrate immigration operations and interfere with the federal government's right to regulate foreign commerce. The new law is set to take effect in March. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran says twin bombings that it blames on Israel and the U.S. killed 84 people. The explosions occurred during a ceremony commemorating the fourth anniversary of the death of General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack. An airstrike in central Baghdad has killed an Iranian-backed militia leader as Mideast tensions escalate.
Militia officials announced that its head of operations in Baghdad, Mushtaq Taleb El-Saidi, had been killed. The militia group is a coalition of militias that is nominally under the control of the Iraqi military and is known as the Popular Mobilization Force. The group blames the attack on what they called brutal American aggression. Officials with the U.S. military and embassy in Baghdad did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Trump asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a state Supreme Court ruling, keeping him off the Colorado ballot. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 93 points. This is SRN News. International Christian concerns sounding an alarm about the surging persecution of believers in Africa. ICC President Jeff King says radical Muslims are to blame.
In Democratic Republic of Congo, you've got a massive group that's just an Islamic group. So it's a largely Christian country, a very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians. Massive trouble.
There's a similar group at work in Nigeria.
The Fulanis are a tribe, but they are Islamists, and they are doing a massive land grab. They're taking over the farms of Christians in the middle of the country. 3.5 million farmers have been pushed off their lands.
He warns that civil war and famine may result in some of these nations if the terrorists aren't brought to heel. ICC has just released its annual report on global persecution. You can read it at persecution.org. SRN News. Tourists will no longer be able to buy souvenirs and other items from vendors on the world-famous Brooklyn Bridge, or, for that matter, any other New York City bridge.
Just before Mayor Eric Adams had the vendors evicted, he defended the move.
It's a public safety issue. People were jumping over the bridge onto the bike path because we came to a blockage.
The Brooklyn Bridge's elevated pedestrian walkway had become overrun with vendors.
$1, $1, $1, $1, $1.
Add in tourists, and New Yorkers like Robert Fernandez were jockeying for space.
You have to stop and try to maneuver to get around people.
But there was still a small bottleneck when the ban went into effect. The cause? Tourists taking pictures in front of the no vending signs. Julie Walker, New York.
More U.S. hospitals now returning to requiring masks and limiting visitors during this flu season. More details, SRNnews.com.